News from Auroville. Tuesday, 24th of March, 2009. On microphone, Samuel and Chloe. In studio, Andrea, Kazim and Uriel.
Wednesday, 25th of March at 5 p.m. Indian Standard Time, Auroville Radio is broadcasting live a talk with Kailash Javeri on general overview of the work which was done under Mother's guidance for Auroville. In 1968, Kailash Javeri has been appointed by the Mother as Secretary in Charge, UNESCO section. Here is an interview with Mathieu, volunteer at the Earth Institute.
I'm Matthew, I come from France. I live also in India, and I came in Auroville to study about the Earth construction in the Earth Institute, CSCB and Rounders. And these days I'm working as a volunteer in the realization project, the housing, Auroville housing project, and also the Rounders road they are making. I believe the Auroville Institute is just starting with two roads. But in the future, I believe if it's successful, if the people like it, I think they're going to make all Auroville road like this, because it's more eco-friendly to make Rounders road. It's cheaper and it's as strong as bitumen road, but it's very less pollution and it's also very effective. So I think they received some funds from Government of India. It's also a project undertaken by Government of India for that. So it's like a big try. If it's successful here, maybe they will copy it for outside Auroville. I wish.
And this exists already somewhere else, or it's the first time?
Yeah, there is some project I heard. SATPREM is the French in charge of the Earth Institute, who is in charge of the project. And SATPREM told me that he's working with an Israeli company based in Israel. They are making hundreds of kilometers every year of Rounders Road. But that's the only project I heard that much big. I never heard any other project. So it means it's very possible, and already some companies are doing it, and it's very cheap and very effective. So I was also surprised. I asked him how it can resist to the tires and the speed of the car and everything. Would be any damage by the time? He said no. They already make 9 years ago some testing with a small piece of road, and it was good. So now they are making in a big scale. So it's gonna be waterproof. It's not gonna melt in the monsoon time. It's gonna be hard enough for all the vehicles. And yes, it's like, just like a bitumen road, but it's much cheaper and very more eco-friendly.
So you are planning to make it in 10 days, yes?
The first project, it's a very small piece. It's just from the solar kitchen to the Panam school. So maybe this can be completed in 10 days if we have enough volunteer coming to help us, because at the moment we are not so many. That's why we're looking also for volunteer. Every help is welcome. And yeah, everybody can have a useful time there, and everybody will enjoy afterward the road. So it's nice if everybody can come and give few time for this. It will be
when is it?
It's every day from now to, there is no limit of time. It's every day from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Near the solar kitchen and the Panam school. And then the next project is from solar kitchen to Arca. It's just the beginning. When we complete one project, then after they can move to another one, then another one, then another one. So the more we are to work now, and the faster we complete this one, so then we can move to the next one. Then Auroville can enjoy a free dust road. Every Aurovillian already know that all the dust, it's a very big problem for Auroville, and many people are suffering from congested lungs and, you know, breathing problem, infection to the lungs. So it will be nice if the people really understand that they can participate to this. We can do something. It's not a fatality. You know, we can make better roads for Auroville. So
the news is an echo of activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website
aurovilleradio.org.
And thanks for listening.